is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul on Venture. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhard for downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Holscher. Deep left corner. Raderman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Raderman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee from here at the Habitat of the Cat, Jackson Center High School. We kick off high school basketball coverage, boys and girls, here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. And we begin our partnership this evening with WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We'll cover 40 to 50 boys and girls high school hoops games between now and mid-March. Unless, of course, there is a health crisis shutdown, WMVR will simulcast our scores coverage. Tonight, Chuck, our lid lifter, so to speak, for the season, Jackson Center 22-5 a year ago, Botkins 18-7 a year ago. At Jackson Center, second in the Shelby County League behind Anna. Botkins tied with Fort Loramie for third 1 year ago. The team split games. Jackson Center won easily here. Botkins won a thriller in overtime at the Botkins Gym.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Botkins, for the last couple of years, they are so streaky. They had young kids, and they were like freshmen and sophomores. Now they're seniors.
Yep.
And this is where they need to step up and realize that they've got all kinds of talent. I mean, you take a look at Zane Paul and Jaden Pretty, just mentioning two of them.
Right.
Those young men are as good as anybody in the league. They need to really step up and play good basketball, fundamental basketball, and they could be a force in the league this year.
Sure could. It's an evenly balanced Shelby County League boys league, no doubt about it. Any one of maybe five teams can challenge for the top spot.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. And, I mean, you look at Jackson Center. Last year, they were one game away from going to Columbus when everything got shut down.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure they couldn't beat Wellington. I think they might have been a better basketball team, but they go around. Aiden Riker, 6'5". He's now a senior, left-hander. If the only one that can stop Reichert in this gym is Reichert. No, and they've got Sosby back. He was injured most of last year, but he's back now and healthy. And then they've got Camden Reese, who's a 6'3" sophomore who got lots of time last year as a freshman. So they got three really good basketball players. They need help to get the other five, so they got five going.
Momentarily, we'll hear from 22-year head coach Scott Elkert at Jackson Center, whose club one season ago got to the Elite Eight in boys Division 4, as Chuck noted, was set to play Wellington
when the pandemic erupted. At that time, Chuck, we had four schools in our Scores broadcast WMVR marketing purview, so to speak, still alive in the tournament. Fort Loramie girls in D4, Minster girls in D4, Anna girls in D3, Jackson Center boys in D4. Anna and Fort Loramie boys had just gotten beat. Head coach Elkert of Jackson Center so pleased with that 22-5 season 1 year ago, but there was unfinished business in 2019-20.
We felt very good about our tournament run and where we are headed, and we felt very blessed to be playing in that regional final again. We had been there the previous year, and unfortunately we didn't get to find out if we were a state 4 team. We feel like we were playing our best basketball of the year and had a very legitimate shot at maybe winning that game, but I'm sure there are seven other teams in D4 that felt the exact same way, when everything transpired. But great run. It was a great group of kids. Unfortunately, we can't bring those kids back to at least let them finish out, and see what might have been. Mm-hmm. And as disappointed as we were, we also realize it's now time to turn the corner, and we got to get our focus on the 2021 season.
Aiden Reichert is back. Good young man around which to build.
Yeah. I mean, he was a nucleus for us last year, and we expect even bigger things out of Aiden this year. And we know, okay, it's no mystery, he's gonna draw a lot of the opposing team's attention, right from the opening tip to the final buzzer. And we lost a lot off of last year's team, but we feel very good about Aiden being that building block. And I feel like he's gonna have a very good supporting cast. We got some good players to put around him, but we need some experience. The one thing that we're lacking is much experience around him, so that will be part of the process.
Tentative starters with Aiden tonight: Reese Sosby, Regula Mullenauer.
That's actually correct. Yep. And three of those guys. Well, let's see. Two of those guys are sophomores. Two of them are sophomores, and Mullenauer and Reese. And Reese played quite a bit for us last year. But then we're going to be looking at even a couple more sophomores that'll be coming off the bench. Regula last year for us was he dressed varsity, was mainly all JV, so he has little to no varsity experience. And Sosby was in our top seven going into last year, but then really never played much after January because of his injury, so he had some setbacks from that standpoint.
Jackson Center basketball, put it in layman's terms, it's different, it's highly successful.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little bit different than most teams. We pride ourselves and being able to guard teams from one game to the next. And part of, I feel like, where we try to start our defense is making sure that we're running good offense and taking smart shots that doesn't put our defense in a bad spot. And it's worked for us, and we really don't change who we are from one game to the next. We just try to be consistent and get better from one game.
And boys, Shelby County Athletic League evenly balanced this year. Bodkins, a challenging opener here tonight.
Yeah, they return a ton of talent and experience. So last year, a year ago at this time, they were a team that was very talented but was lacking some experience. This year, it's just the opposite. They returned a lot of that talent, and now they have a lot of varsity experience, and they had a strong finish to the end last year.
Head coach Scott Elkert of the Jackson Center Tigers. Oh, what a building block in the middle around which to construct your offense and defense in 6'5", 6'6", Aiden Reichert. He plays bigger and stronger than even that, Chuck.
Well, if you're going to have one really experienced young man come back, that's the one you want coming back. The kid is, he not only does he play around the basket really well, right, he'll step out and shoot threes on you as well as anybody in the league. He's just a great, great basketball player. I'm excited to see how much he's improved over the summer.
He averaged nearly 20 points per game last year for Jackson Center, did Aiden Reichert. Coach Elkert's coaching counterpart tonight is Sean Powell of Bodkins in his third year. He's not at real ease opening the season with the Tigers on the road.
Hey, Coach, take a moment here at the outset of the interview. You have got to feel a heck of a lot more comfortable here in year three than in year one. You've gotten progressively better each season, and you've got senior leadership here in 2020-21.
Yes, comfortable is, I probably wouldn't use that word being in Shelby County and having to face Jackson Center first game of the season, and last 2 years having to face the conference champions and to start the season off. But yeah, having seniors this year, we have six seniors. Having them, I expect to be able to start the season off a little bit better than we have the last 2 years. First year I went 0-5 first to start the season off. Second year we went 2-2. So yeah, we look forward to have a better start this year.
Hey, you've got good inside outside punch shooters on the perimeter with speed, and then of course you got 6'5", 6'4" on the interior.
Yes, Jacob Plyman, he had a heck of a summer. The kid's been in the gym since I got the position, and it's starting to pay off now. Jaden Pretty, this will be his fourth year on varsity, third year as a point guard. He also had a great summer, and then we get to put Zane Paul, another four-year starter, in the backcourt to share touches with him. We got Denton Holman, our defensive stopper. This will be his second year on varsity, second year starting. He's our leader defensively. He talks it up for us on the defensive end, and when anybody needs to get in line, Denton Holman is the first one to speak up.
Hey, Bodkins Trojans offense, defense, how would you describe your style of play?
Pressure. Defensively, we like to get in you. Offensively, we like to push it, play up tempo, quick shots, get the ball swung. We try to play inside out with Jacob Plyman and Carter Plyman. He's a great three-dimensional player for us as well, handling the ball defensively and being able to play the point sometimes.
Hey, a big contrast in styles in this game tonight with Jackson Center.
Yes. We expect Jackson to come and try to control the tempo by slowing it down. We're going to try to speed it up. You can't say too much about Scott Elker and his program. They play a great basketball. It's going to be a great, great game to start the season off this year.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.
Well, we're just minutes away from the start of our opening game of high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio based in Sydney. Bodkins Trojans in the road, black top to bottom, black numbers outlined in gold, gold Trojans. Between the shoulders, below the neck, on the backside of the jerseys, Jackson Center Tigers in the home, white from top to bottom, black numerals outlined in orange, black and orange stripes down the sides of the shorts. It's a cliche, Chuck. Bodkins needs to get off to a good start here on the road in this first game.
Well, they do, and I'll tell you what they know is going to happen is they're going to get defended. That's, I think, offensively, Jackson is not a team that scores a ton of points, but I guarantee you that they're going to play defense, and they're going to play good man-to-man defense. Bodkins has to be patient. not try to force things because they're going to want to go up-tempo, and Jackson likes to play a half-court game. Our anchor underwriting sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Norman, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. And Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture placed right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Plus, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thank you so much, Lacal. For the Jackson Center Tigers, the opening five, Aiden Reichert in the middle. He is surrounded by Carson Regula, a 5'11 junior, Jace Mullenauer, a 5'10 sophomore, Trevor Sosby, a 5'11 senior, and Camden Reese, a 6'3" sophomore. Botkins Trojans win the tip to start the game quickly. Long three ball. Good. Right out of the chute. How about that, Chuck? Zane Paul rifled one in from distance.
He is a streaky shooter, but I think as a senior, I think we're going to get more consistency out of him.
Oh, here's a steal by Pretty. Dayton Pretty takes it away for Botkins. He storms down the floor. Missed the layup in traffic. And the rebound is taken away by the Jackson Center Tigers. Outside the arc on the left, it's Camden Reese. We played 30 seconds. 3-0 in favor of Botkins. Here's a drive by Reese to the rim. Blocked away by Botkins. Trojans a run out left to right. Paul, shake and bake move. Baseline right into the lane. Swings it far corner to Pretty. He dives into the paint. Lays it up over the rim and in. Oh, wow. That
good start.
Yes, just what head coach Sean Powell wanted. Excellent introduction to this game for Botkins away from home at Jackson Center tonight to open up the Shelby County Athletic League schedule. Here's a long three ball left side of the floor. Buried! Wow! Carson Regula rifles one in.
He was Coach said, he was a JV player last year, and he was a heck of a good JV basketball player.
Botkins Trojans have Denton Holman, 6'4 senior, at the power forward spot. Zane Paul, a shooter, at the two spot on the floor, a 5'11 senior. Carter Kleiman at a wing, a 6'4 sophomore. Here's a steal. Aiden Reichert swats the ball away in the lane and takes it for the Tigers. We played a minute and a half. It's 5-3 Botkins at the outset. Jacob Kleiman, 6'6 junior, another starter for Botkins. And the fifth man on the floor, along with Holman and Paul and Kleiman, Carter Kleiman and Jacob Kleiman, is Jaden Pretty, a 5'10" senior.
Yeah, they called a foul there. I kind of thought it was going to be a travel.
Nonetheless, possession retained by Jackson Center. Ball inbounded, low on the left by Regula. Ball swung into the corner to Riker. Low post right, it's Reese. Baseline left, 15-foot jump shot by Jace Mullenauer. Short. Rebound down to Pretty of Botkins. He races up. Gives it to Carter Kleiman. Back to Pretty. He swings into the lane. Fakes the shot. Leaves it on the outside for Paul. 5-3 Botkins. We played 2 minutes, 5 seconds opening period. Coach Powell barking out instructions to Paul. Ball handed off to Pretty. Botkins runs a set. 5:40 left opening quarter. Jackson Center with typical hard-nosed defense. Botkins not getting the looks they got in the first 40 seconds. Off-balance shot by Pretty in the lane. Well guarded. Left it way short. Great D by Jackson Center. Aiden Reichert bullies his way down the floor. He's double-teamed. Gets rid of the ball. Long throw cross-court to Regula. He dribbles into the paint area. Fumbled it. Taken away by Botkins. 5-3 Botkins, 5:14 left first quarter. Look out, Paul, long distance again, bullseye. Woo! He's had two, Chuck, he's stringing them together. That's about 52 feet.
Yeah, he's got two really good, got his feet set, got a good look at the basket, and when he can do that, he's going to make more and he's going to miss.
8-3, we played just over 3 minutes, opening stanza. Botkins leads Jackson Center. Reichert finally gets a touchdown low on the left.
And immediately, Chuck, he's shackled by three black jerseys.
Yeah, Purdy came over and covered down and knocked ball away.
5-point lead Butkins. Ball inbounded from below the rim to Reichert in the lane. Spin move by him. Oh, it's blocked away. Great defensive maneuver down inside by Jacob Kleiman. Then the ball is tipped eventually by Jackson Center out of bounds in the corner. Boy, it's going to be imperative, Chuck, for Jackson Center to get a few shots made from the outside. Reichert is just surrounded.
Yeah, that's who you're going to watch, that's for sure.
22-footer straight away, Jaden Pretty. Botkins off the ring, no good. Rebound Camden Reese. Feeds ahead to a teammate. Driving layup, yes.
Really good. That was Sosby, and what a good look that time.
And we've got an offensive foul. Botkins tried to rip the other way quickly and outrun Jackson Center, but the Tigers got set up defensively. That last two-pointer on the break, but Jackson Center, Chuck, netted by...
That was Sosby.
Well, Trevor looked good shaking off the injury from a year ago. He missed the last, month and a half of the year.
Yeah, and they really missed him, but that's why they had a couple of losses in that time, but they got better and better because they got used to playing without him. They're better with him right now.
Right. Jackson Center behind by 3, 8-5, 4:10 to go first quarter. Tigers bring the ball outside the arc to the left. It's Regula. Straight away to Camden Reese, nearly walked, didn't though. Deep left corner, Trevor Sosby. Now Reichert on top. Reichert guarded tightly by Carter Kleiman. Now Holman picks him up. Reichert's got it. Gives it up to a teammate. Right corner is Jace Mullenauer. No, off the back iron. Long rebound collected by Camden Reese. And he darts into the lane and puts it through. 8-7. Bodkins up one. Jackson Center with four straight. Here's Jacob Kleiman. Starting a drive inside the arc from the left flank for Botkins. Reach-in foul against Jackson Center.
Well, and the coach is telling Reichert, move your feet. He just stuck a hand in that time. That's lazy.
Cannot afford to have Aiden pick up two fouls in the first quarter. Off-balance drive by Jaden Pretty after the inbounds pass. Herky-jerky maneuver in the lane. And he tried to go up and under, drew contact, and is awarded two free ones.
Yep, that was a correct call.
3:29 left in the opening period. 8-7, Botkins by one over Jackson Center. Two foul shots, Jaden Pretty. Swish on the first one. Second shot upcoming for Jaden. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Aims, pumps, got it. 10-7, 3-point bulge, Botkins. Thanks so much to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. A bomb, a three-pointer by the Tigers.
Yeah, that was Camden Reese, and did a good job. They threw it in, and they threw it into Reichert. Reichert threw it back out onto the perimeter. If they keep making those shots, Botka's going to have to change their defense.
Well, we talked about that 2 minutes ago. Love that in-out action. Momentum has changed because at the other end, Jaden Pretty, offensive foul, Botkins. Jackson Center has rallied from an 8-3 deficit to knock the count at 10 even. 2:56, 2:55 to go first quarter. Dribbling hard down the floor with the left hand. Goes Camden Reese for Jackson Center. Throws to the interior. The officials look at each other. Ball trickles across the end line. The proper call is made.
Yep.
Give it to Botkins.
That's four turnovers for the Tigers already.
Little uncharacteristic. Here's a long fadeaway three ball from the right flank. Jamison Meyer, a 5'9 junior. Bingo! A bomb from him. 13-10. Botkins up three. Boy, can this Botkins team shoot it from length. Boy, they can power up the three balls all night long on you. Here's Jackson Center deep in the left corner. Hemmed in as Regula. Throws it off the leg of a Botkins player. That was Denton Holman. 2:28 left opening period. 13-10. Botkins
in front of Jackson Center by three. 25 feet away with the ball is Trevor Sosby. Right flank to Camden Reese. Out high to Nolan Fark, who's in off the bench, a 6'1 sophomore. Tigers run their weave. Off balance into the paint goes Reese. Almost lost it. Fed it off to Reichert. On the arc to Regula. High arching three-pointer. Yes! Carson Regula. Oh, that was nice.
Each team has three threes now here in the first quarter.
Look out. Coming right back. Meyer, three-pointer. Botkins, it rimmed and came out. He went for two in a row. Couldn't connect. Minute 50 left. Opening quarter. Jackson Center snared the rebound. We're tied at 13. Aiden Reichert, baseline left, goes cross court. Top of the circle, Sosby. Ball dealt to Nolan Tharp. Outside the lane on the left, it's Reichert. Minute 35 to go, first quarter, tied at 13. Ball thrown to Regula. He scoops down the lane, off balance, wild shot, no. Sliding over underneath was the defender. And a couple of free throws for Regula.
Yeah, Botkins didn't like the call. That was a correct call.
The driver was out of control, but the defender was not nearly set in time. We're tied at 13. Minute 30 left, opening period. A couple of free throws. Carson Regula, 5'11 junior. Averaged nearly 12 for the junior varsity last year. Foul shot short. On the floor now for Botkins, Pretty, Paul, Jameson Meyer still in, and we've got
Homan's in.
Yep,
and Plyman, Jacob Plyman.
Jacob Plyman and Denton Homan man the front line spots. Second free throw, Regula, good. 14-13, 1-point lead, Jackson Center. Tigers were down 8-3. 3 minutes ago. Here's Jason Pretty outside the arc on the right. Fakes left. Goes right baseline. Into the lane. Throws on the arc to Jacob Plyman. Steps back. Drills the three.
Wow.
Hot three-point shooting from both clubs. 16-14. Botkins in the lead by two. 1:07 left. Opening quarter. Baseline right. Mullenauer for Jackson Center. Straight away to Camden Reese. Baseline left to Aiden Reichert. His left-handed flip shot blocked away by Botkins. Here come the Trojans the other direction. Pretty on the arc. Throws left corner to Paul. Paul fades away. Good again. Three of them.
And at the other end, Riker's got two shots off, both of them blocked.
A trio of triples made by Paul. Correct,
yep, that's his third.
Terrific shooting by both teams, especially Botkins, which has now amassed a five-point cushion. 19-14, 28 ticks left here in the first quarter. Here's Nolan Tharp in a drive for Jackson Center. Blocked on the inside by Jacob Plyman. Recovery, though, by the Tigers' Reichert. 18, 17, 16 seconds to go in the first. Here's Sosby, picked up by Pretty. Down to 10, 9. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, your masked announcers here at Jackson Center. Late first quarter, 5 seconds left. Fadeaway shot to Reese off to the right. Stick back is good. Reichert beat the buzzer. Aiden Reichert with the two-pointer to close out the first period. Excellent first quarter of action here at the Habitat of the Cat. 19-16, three-point lead. Botkins on Scores Broadcast to WMVR.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. So pleased to have Osgood Bank on with us. The holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holiday season. Use Zelle at your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year. Osgood Bank then enters you for a chance to win $2,500. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing member. Opening action, second quarter, 19-16. Botkins by three over Jackson Center. Mullenauer's got the ball for the Tigers, 25 feet away. Sends it around the top of the circle to the right. It's handled there by Regula. He goes opposite to Aiden Reichert on the arc, left side of the floor. Botkins' defense pretty tight and stingy at the moment. Here's Nolan Fark dribbling. 25 feet away, Camden Reese, baseline left, Reichert doubled. Goes cross-court to Trevor Sosby. He pops in the triple. 19-19 tie. It's raining threes. Here's Jaden Pretty outside the arc on the left. Goes to the foul stripe. Passes to Jacob Kleiman, baseline left. Punched away by Reichert. Here comes Jackson Center for the lead. Long three ball outside the arc on the right. It is off to the right. Missed by Camden Reese. Rebound by Reichert. Bank shot from 10. Too strong. Botkins has got it. Game tied at 19. Here's a fast break. 2-on-1. Holman to Jacob Kleiman for the dunk. 21-19 Trojans. 90 seconds gone. Second quarter. Wow, Chuck. The pace of this game favoring Botkins.
No doubt.
Pass broken up at midcourt. Knocked out by Botkins. Let's check the five on the floor for both teams. Regula back in for Jackson Center. He's out there with Mullenauer, Sosby, Aiden Reichert, Camden Reese. That's the quintet for the Tigers. Defense applied by Botkins. Dylan Topp is in now, 6'3 junior. Top of the circle, Reese. Right wing for the triple. It's Regula. Clanged off the rim and ricocheted out of bounds in the corner. 21-19 Botkins. 6:05 to go here in the second. Thanks so much to another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com online at securecom.com. The pros in protection, surveillance, communications, fire alarms, and more. Here's Jaden Pretty on a weave, top of the circle for Botkins. He's checked. Gives it up to Paul, back to Pretty. Pretty thinks about firing from 23 feet. Does not. Two-point lead, Botkins. 5:40 left, second quarter. It has been a well-played, hot-shooting game so far. What a way, Chuck, to start the 2020-21 hoop season.
Well, we thought this was going to be a good one.
We picked the right game. That is for certain. Here's a drive by Pretty. Oh, good defense by the Tigers. They poke check it away. Here's Reichert down the floor. 2-on-1 to Mullenauer. Missed it. No good. Rebound. Reichert short. Tigers have got it. Paul quickly. Long, high archer from 26 feet. No good. Rebound. Holman on the inside. Blocked. Loose ball to Meyer in the deep right corner. He makes it. He makes it. And he's decked. He's decked as he pumps it in. What a lift off the bench from Jamison Meyer for Botkins.
Well, I remember when he was just a little kid and he would come in here and you see him shooting around before when his dad was the varsity coach, and he was probably maybe seventh or eighth grade, and the kid could shoot it then. He can shoot it now.
He was falling out of bounds in the deep right corner. Somebody plowed into him as he released it. How about that? He makes the long three, a shot you'd never try in a game of horse. He misses the free throw. 24-19, Botkins up five. Jackson Center gathers the rebound. Top of the circle, Nolan Fark to Regula. Baseline right to Reichert. Weaves back to Fark. Left flank, Sosby picked up by Meyer. Oh, Reichert's got it in scoring position. Low on the left. A pivoting bank shot is good.
Good job of ball reversal, and that time there was no way they were going to get help on him.
Not a chance. 24-21, Botkins up three. 4:33 left here in the first half of play. This reminder to our board operator at WMVR, we will break for 3 minutes on cue when the first half comes to a close. Meyer almost chucked up the three. Gave it back to Paul. We hear the 4 minute mark, middle of the second. Pretty behind the back on the dribble. He's been guarded very well by Jackson Center.
Yeah. Yeah. He can shoot the three, but he's more of a driver.
Here's a baseline pass to Holman of Botkins. The ball rolls up his arm and Jackson Center makes the steal. Reichert straight away. 3 point lead Botkins. Reichert elbow in the left. Gives it up to Regula. Regula Reichert baseline left. Fall away 10 footer in traffic. A little heavy. Oh, weak side rebound to Meyer of Botkins. Quickly down the floor to Paul. Rotated on top to Pretty. Pretty fakes right, lowers the elbow into the chest of the defender. It was a tough call to make. Offense, defense, flip the coin. It goes against Botkins.
Well, and that's his second foul. That hurts him a little bit, but yeah, that's one of those calls. You call it a 50-50, and that's exactly what it was.
Yep.
I thought the defense was leaning in a little bit on him.
The official was on the spot.
Called it quickly.
Yes, we were looking right over his shoulder.
Yep.
He made the decision, sold it. You know what, Chuck? We play on.
There you go. It's a Kyle Bachman call. Right or wrong, make it quick.
3.5 to go, second quarter. 3 point lead, Botkins. Baseline right, Reichert for Jackson Center. Backs up to the arc. Looks down inside for Camden Reese. Goes ahead of the key, though, to Regula. Regula on the bounce. 3:16 to go, first half. 24-21. Botkins up three. Here's Camden Reese. Down low on the right to Regula. He posts up. Twists and turns and scores from 7 feet. Carson Regula.
He's got nine.
Oh, I like that young man. Here's a blocking foul on Jackson Center. It goes against Trevor Sosby. He was not in position. Carson Regula, a young man to watch all year long for Jackson Center, Chuck. Highly athletic. As we just saw, he can take it down inside and score. Plus, he's got infinite range.
He can do all inside, outside. He's impressive. They really need him.
And ball inbounded by Pretty. Out on top to Holman to Pretty foul line. Steps below it. Missed the 14-footer. Knew where the ball was going off the rim. Followed. Got his rebound. Shoveled it. Missed it badly off the backboard. Rebound Tigers, who can take the lead here. Riker to Regula. 24-23 Botkins. 2:43 left here in the first half. Left-hand dribble Camden Reese. Left wing Trevor Sosby. Now Aiden Reichert on top. Nice defensive job by Botkins and Reichert. He's got only four. But yet the Tigers hanging close, Chuck, within one.
Yeah, that is something they really like to see.
Oh, look out. What a pass. Camden Reese hit Regula near the rim. Great play. Regula sneaked in behind the defense, caught the ball going up. The pass was perfect. Two more points, Regula. He's tallied the last four for Jackson Center, which is now in front 25-24. Here's a long triple by Paul. It is bouncing, no good. Rebound up and in, Jacob Lyman of Botkins.
He has improved. You can see that here in the first half.
Yes, 26-25. Trojans back up one. Minute 48 to go, second quarter. Here's Riker 25 feet away. Ball high over his head. Punched away by Botkins. Quickly down the floor, Paul. To Plyman, shot fake. Bank shot right in front. Hits it. 28-25. Botkins back in the lead with three after Jackson Center had gotten a very brief 25-24 advantage. Tigers had the ball on the arc with a minute 18 to go here in the first half. It is Sosby. It is Reichert. Reichert picked up 20 feet away now by Dylan Topp. Three, four different young men for Botkins have guarded Aiden Reichert. And right now Dylan Topp off the bench gets that task. Baseline right is Cameron Ross, a 5'11 senior, in off the bench for Jackson Center. He pitches on the arc to Sosby. Here's a lob down inside by the Tigers. Deflected, picked off by Sosby, and he scores. Wow, Sosby right in the middle of the action. Quickly, Botkins, deep left corner, a triple, and that one's banged in. You talk about climbing seconds ago. The big man at 6'6 pumps in a triple. 4 point lead, Botkins, timeout. Tigers, 37.5 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family.
the farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Again, this reminder to our board operator back at WMVR. We'll break for 3 minutes. WMVR will break away from our feed for 3 minutes on cue at the end of the first half. It's 31-27. Botkins in the lead by four. Half minute to go. Second quarter of play. Hayden Reichert, head of the key for Jackson Center. He has scored just four, but the Tigers are down only four. Reichert baseline left, double team, triple team. Throws cross court to Regula, who looks at the clock. 16, 15. Here's Mullenauer. Takes right, goes left. Pulls up. Goes to Reichert now, 25 feet out. With the ball, Camden Reese, 7, 6. Reese starts a drive. Elbow on the right to a teammate, Sosby. He scores from 12 feet, and that ends the first half. Good patience, but Jackson Center. Trevor Sosby, a strong second quarter. The Tigers, Sosby connects. Baseline J from about 12, and that brings Jackson Center within two. 31-29 here at the halftime break on Scores WMVR.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, which is simulcasting our coverage here for 2020-21. High school basketball off to a good start tonight, Chuck. Our opener, this boys' game has been back and forth, up and down the floor. 31-29, Botkins has led most of the way so far. Jackson Center making it tight. Brilliant shooting, and I love the fast action in this game here tonight.
Yeah, it's been, for a first game, it's been pretty impressive. I think these kids spend a whole lot of time not doing anything, and now they're just thrilled to be back out here playing again.
Good point. Our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Okay, well, Jackson Center has a 13-10 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. Jackson turned the ball over five times. They had four in the first quarter, so they got better in the second quarter. Botkins only turned it over three times in the first quarter. The Tigers 1-2 from the free throw line. The Trojans 2-3 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Botkins, they were led by Jacob Plyman with 12. They got 9 from Zane Paul, all on threes. They got 6 from Jamison Meyer off the bench, 4 from Jaden Pretty. They scored 19 and 12, 31 for the first half. Jackson was led in scoring by Carson Regula with 11. Trevor Sosby had 9. They got 5 from Camden Reese, 4 from Aiden Reichert. They scored 16 and 13. They trail at the half, 31-29.
Botkins in the lead by 2. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
It is halftime here at Jackson Center. Botkins Trojans possess a slim two-point edge, 31-29, in a very fine high school basketball curtain lifter as we commence our 2020-2021 season. I think I got all my 20s in there, right? what a game. I'm surprised it's been this well played.
Well, 11 threes. Botkins had 7. Jackson had 4. That is really good shooting for this early in the season.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow night, stop in at Brookins in Fort Loramie for that marinated pork chop special. You get 2 of them. Now, don't drop in too late. You might miss out. Tell Carl Arns at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. You heard about his restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie. Luncheon specials Tuesday and Wednesday. Have roasted chicken one day, pork tenderloin the other. Open till 10. You'll like that later in the evening menu. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, in Fort Loramie. To many schools and colleges, along with government agencies and public utilities, plus healthcare and high-tech organizations, all have something in common, a unified security management system created by SecureCom in Minster. At SecureCom, we know most people have common knowledge about various kinds of security programs, but leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro at SecureCom. SecureCom in Minster will design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. 307 West 1st in Minster. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. That's SecureCom, S-E-C-U-R-C-O-M, your pros in protection. We heard during our halftime break from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which underwrites a segment during the half. We highlight a couple of cheerleaders from each team. And from Jackson Center, Ashley Mullenauer, a senior, daughter of Brian and Chrissy, 3.6 GPA student. And from Botkins, Mallory Gubo, a sophomore cheerleader, daughter of Diane and Mark, 4.0 student. Ashley, a senior, headed to Rhodes State to study dental hygiene. Mallory, just a soft, thinking about the school of UU, Chuck.
Yep.
Undecided university. But congrats to Ashley Mullenauer and Mallory Gubo. Cheerleaders under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a longtime founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com since the year 2006. Left the Botkins Trojans run offense to start the third quarter. This game up two, and they find Zane Paul free for a long three from the extreme corner. It banged off the back iron, but somebody flicked his wrist as he released it.
Yeah, Regula got him. That's his first.
So Botkins starts the third quarter with a trio of free throws here from Zane Paul, and he misses number one. Two-point lead, Botkins over Jackson Center. Make it three. Botkins on target on that free throw. What's amazing, Chuck, how much time these two young ladies that I highlighted, Ashley Mullenauer and Mallory Gubo, spend on extracurricular activities. Well, they don't shy away from the academics, A students, both of them. But volleyball, basketball, NHS, softball for Ashley. Volleyball, dance, foreign language club, FCCLA for Mallory. One of three free throws made by Botkins. Jackson Center down the floor quickly. Stolen by Pretty. Pretty darts the other way. Jackson Center undercuts him at the rim. Two free throws, Pretty. 7-12 left, third quarter, 32-29. Botkins in the lead, but three over Jackson Center. Chuck, this is a very important Shelby County Athletic League game here tonight. Next week, guess what? Jackson Center goes to Fort Loramie, also a league favorite. So I think we'll see in the first 2 weeks the three clubs probably considered to be the top dogs entering the campaign this year, the Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, and Botkins.
Right, and the first game's just as important as the last game, so
indeed,
you need to get off early in this league.
Right. Pretty makes one of two free throws, then full court pressure by Botkins results in a steal. Down the floor, Holman banked it in. 35-29. A 4-0 blitz by Botkins to start the third quarter. Trojans up six. We played a minute 10. Baseline right, Aiden Reichert ducks under, fakes, and he is drilled by two defenders. Don't think he had gotten the ball out of his hands toward the rim.
Yeah, they're going to let him shoot it.
Oh, they are.
The Trojans came out and went into a half-court trap.
Yep.
And the last two times down the floor, Jackson has not been prepared.
Oh.
He just put up two fingers.
Yep. Jackson Center coaching staff displeased.
Well, I don't agree with it because the guy who made the call is the one that's supposed to tell you.
Well, the ball is inbound to the Jackson Center, which doesn't get the two free throws. They go right back to Reichert. Little lefty, drop shot in the paint, fouled on the arm. Now he gets his two.
Yeah, better late than never.
6:44 to go, third quarter. 35-29, Bodkins by six. Couple foul shots, Aiden Reichert. Chuck, I may be wrong. I'm thinking that Bodkins is shooting three-pointers at a better clip than free throws.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
First foul shot, Aiden Reichert, swish.
They're four for eight.
From the strike?
Yep.
Second free throw, Reichert, right down through. 35-31, four-point lead for Bodkins. 6:36 to go, third quarter. Here's Zane Paul, right wing, to the foul line, right down the paint area, to the rack, uncontested. 2 points for Paul. Fine performance by him. 37-31, Bodkins with six. 6:20 left here in the third quarter. Dribbling 30 feet away, Reese over guarding foul, Bodkins. Team fouls, four. Or I should say five now in the second half. Three on Bodkins, two in Jackson Center. That's quite a few for less than 2 minutes here at the start of the third quarter. Midcourt with the ball. It is Reese. Outside the arc on the left to Sosby. Looks for the cutter, Regula. Now goes to Camden. Camden Reese. Guarded by Plyman. Baseline right, Reichert. Back to the basket. Can't spin. Goes right back on the arc to Reese. 6-point lead, Bodkins. Baseline right, Reichert. Starts to drive, pulls up. A little looper, short. Rebound, Bodkins. Long pass down the floor. Busted up and stolen. Intended for Carter Plyman. Taken away, Jackson Center. In transition the other way. Regula clobbered at the rim. He's got two free throws coming.
Well, Homan's got three block shots, and that was real close to a fourth when he got the ball, but he got a little body on him, too.
Yep, tiny bit. Couple free throws, Regula, Jackson Center, to try to pull the Tigers within four. 5:43 left here in the third. Anna is the Shelby County Athletic League team that is idle tonight. Houston is at Fairlawn. Fort Loram is at Rushi in other boys' action. Free throw, Regula, got it. Second shot for him. Carson Regula, 5'11 junior, very athletic. Good shooter, can take it to the rim. Good spring of those legs. He can line it up from three. He cans a couple foul shots. 4-point lead, Bodkins. Long three-pointer out of Jacob Plyman's range. A little shy. Rebound, Jackson Center. After the quick shot aired up there by Bodkins. On top is Reese. Shot fake. Picked up by Plyman. Ball rotated low on the left. Powering to the rim, Regula. Blocked by Bodkins. Crammed off the glass. Here come the Trojans. One on three. Out of control is Bodkins. Jackson Center doesn't get set, though. Tigers bail out the Bodkins player. Carter Plyman was not in the act of shooting, so it's a baseline inbounds play for Bodkins, which is up four with 5:13 to go, third quarter.
That was the third foul on Sosby.
Trevor Sosby sits down. You can bet he'll be back in start of the fourth period, if not maybe a minute sooner. Over guarding, top of the circle. Regula, Jackson Center might have bumped pretty. Took it away. Bolted to the rim and scored. 37-35. Little run to Jackson Center. Four in a row. 2-point lead, Bodkins. Oh, nice dish. Nice look. Paul entered the lane, fed it to a teammate. It was laid up and in by Dylan Topp.
Dylan Topp.
39-35. Bodkins up four. Here's Aiden Reichert, top of the circle, swivels down the lane. Blocked. Stick back, Regula short. Aiden Reichert, good. Talk about persistence. Wow. Jackson Center gets a timeout after the Reichert stick back. 4:32 left here in the third quarter. 2-point lead Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Hoying and Hoying Builders has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. Over 200 years of experience among Hoying and Hoying's employees. Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the area, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of Hoying and Hoying's lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road, offering services including remodels, additions, and outbuildings. We are pleased here on scoresbroadcast.com to promote Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, a new sponsor. What you can imagine we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. 4:20 left, third quarter, Votkins possession. Trojans up two. Here's Pretty down the right side of the lane. Off balance, running hook shot. He banked it in. How about that?
Yeah, he got in the lane. If he gets in the lane, he's trouble.
Athleticism deluxe right there. 4-point lead, Botkins. Molinauer nearly walked. Got away with one. Botkins bench up in arms. Here's a pass to the left corner. Broken up by Botkins. Picked up by Regula. Nolan Fark on the floor for Jackson Center. Here's Molinauer. Baseline left in traffic. Oh, great feed below the rim to a teammate. Scoring is Camden Reese. Seesaw battle, Botkins back up to 41-39. Here's Jaden Pretty, takes a pass to the right wing. Pulls up, foul line jumper, short. Rebound, Jackson Center. Tigers can tie or take the lead. Here's Reese, bolting down the floor, gives it up to Fark. Fark to Reichert in the lane, double teamed. Left corner pass to Molinauer. Long triple in, out, no good. Loose ball rebound, Reichert, he's chopped up on the arm. Check that rebound, went to the floor, it got to the hardwood, and Aiden Reichert, Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, he has got a nose for the basketball.
Sure does. 3:19 left, third quarter. Jackson Center can tie on two made foul shots by Reichert. The first one, though, dances off the rim to the right.
That was the third foul on Jacob Plyman, too, so they're starting to get a little bit of foul trouble.
What, DePretty's got three, Plyman three?
Yep. Holman's got three, Plyman's got three. I think Pretty's got two.
Okay. So eight fouls total among those three for the Trojans. Team foul situation in this half. Five on Botkins, four on Jackson Center. Second free throw is on the money from Aiden Reichert. Jackson Center creeps within one, 41-40. 3:10 to go, third quarter. On a weave, here's Zane Paul. Head of the key down the lane, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Carter Plyman, 25 feet out. Carter, left corner, Paul, gets a screen from Holman. Here is Paul diving into the lane, fadeaway 13-footer, makes it. Wow.
Defensive mistake that time. Left his feet. He still had the shot. You got to stay down and put a hand up.
Oh, Zane Paul, a mature-looking player. 2:51 to go. Third quarter timeout called. 3-point lead Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner simulcasting our games, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. After the timeout, the Tigers get a fadeaway jump shot right on the money, pumped in by Fark, number four, made the two-pointer. Well-run play by the Tigers, who've overtaken Votkins by one, 43-42, 2:20 left, third quarter. Here's Carter Kleiman in the lane. Gives it up on the arc to Jamison Meyer. Meyer steps back, lets it go. Long three-pointer, a little crooked off to the right. Rebound backcourt, Jackson center to Mullenauer. To Fark, quickly down inside to Reichert. Spinning, turning, scoring! Jackson center by three. I'm sorry, my mistake. I had Jackson center going ahead on the last bucket. That would put him ahead. Botkins answers immediately. Carter Kleiman barreled down the left baseline and banked it down. 45-44, Botkins up one. Jackson center trying to retaliate and take the lead. Reichert's two-pointer seconds ago had put Jackson center up by a point briefly. 90 seconds left in the third. Ball entered to Reichert, back to the basket, 10 feet away, doubled. Goes to Reese, deep left corner, Fark. Fark starts to drive, leans in, and attracts the two-shot foul. Tell you what, Chuck, I think head coach Scott Elkert has found a good sixth man in Nolan Fark, a 6'1 sophomore.
Yeah, he's not hurt him at all.
Fark connects at the free throw line to deadlock this game at 45 with a minute 22 to go in the third. JV game won by Jackson Center, which pulled away late. Very tightly played until the last 90 seconds or 2 minutes. Second free throw by Fark to give the Tigers a one-point edge. He hits 46-45. Jackson Center. Botkins, four-court left. Pretty shot fake. Oh, he's got open space. Right down the paint. Little finger roll for 2 points. Nicely done. Jaden Pretty, Botkins. 47-46, Trojans. Camden Reese attacks on the arc to Fark. Long, high-arching three, short. Loose ball rebound. Laid up and missed on the play by Regula. Tiger bench thought he was clobbered. No call. Jaden Pretty on the loose. Cuts cross court, and he travels for Botkins.
Well, he started to throw a pass. It wasn't there, and he took an extra step going across the lane.
Exactly right, Chuck. Good observation.
Well, they've got Kleiman back in the game, Jacob Kleiman. He's got three fouls. They need to be really careful. He doesn't want to pick up a last one here in the last 40 seconds of the third quarter.
I tell you what, the way this is going, a lot of team fouls, 10 amassed by the two clubs in the second half. Personal fouls called, free throws made, will be mighty important in this close game down the stretch. And Jackson Center turns it over. 33 seconds to go, third quarter. 1 point lead, Botkins, 47-46. Midcourt Pretty on the dribble, nobody guards him. He looks at the clock. Head coach Sean Powell for Botkins motions for Jacob Kleiman to set up down low on the left. 12-11. Let's see if they open the floor up for Pretty. He may try to take it one-on-one. Dylan Top sets a screen. Pretty drives. On the arc to Jamison Meyer. A triple at the buzzer. Makes it! Wow! Jamison Meyer tossed in a long, long, long one. That was a set play. If Pretty can't drive it, flip it to Meyer for the three-ball bomb. Four-point lead, Botkins, after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And so many thanks to Sydney-based radio station WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, our new partner here for 2020-21, simulcasting our coverage. 50-46 after three quarters. Botkins by four over Jackson Center. That was a huge three-point goal by Botkins right at the end of that third stanza.
Well, a well-set-up, well-designed play. And I'll tell you what, Meyer, you let him set his feet, he's not going to miss very many.
Tell you what, Chuck, his shots are about as high as they are long.
Well, they've had two quarters now where they've scored 19 points.
Fine production, especially opening night. 50 points to Botkins against Jackson Center with a quarter to go. Here is Regula outside the arc to Sosby for Jackson Center. I tell you what, Chuck, we went about two-thirds of the year last season. Jackson Center boys were giving up less than 10 points a quarter.
Yeah. Well, that's a different team.
Yes. Botkins, a lot of firepower offensively. Inbounded by the Tigers in the right corner. Regula sets up. Good look. Missed it wide left. Quickly down the floor. Botkins. Three on one break. Pretty late dish. Jacob Lyman scoring near the rim. Botkins whipped Jackson Center down the hardwood. That trip. Here is a drive into the paint area by Camden Reese to Sosby on the arc. Back to Camden. Lets it fly. Oh, it curled in and out. Botkins up six. A minute gone, third quarter. Jackson Center needed that goal right there. That long three-pointer by the Tigers did everything but go in. Oh, a neat drive. Fancy move. Pretty down the lane.
They can't guard him.
No, a left-hander by Pretty. Kissed it in off the window. Botkins up by eight. Biggest lead of this game. Here's a nice play on the arc. Regula hits the cutter. Sosby with the left hand for the Tigers. His Jackson Center answers. Head coach Scott Elker gets a timeout. 6:37 to go in the fourth. Botkins up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSInc.com.
Yeah, Chuck, Botkins has not won this game yet. They're up six. We're up eight. But I'll tell you what, so far, Botkins is the real deal, better than I anticipated tonight.
Well, they need to be able to guard on the ball, because tonight, this is as poorly as I've seen Jackson do on-ball defense.
Yeah, good observation. Trojans working around the perimeter, leading by six. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Pretty, top of the key, shake and bake. Jab step to the right, darts to the left, reach in foul, Jackson Center. Jaden Pretty, oh, he's a tough customer. Four fouls.
On Sosby.
Trevor Sosby got a lot of experience in playing time. Into January last year, then he was hurt. Missed the rest of the season. He sits down. Here's Botkins entering in the lane to Carter Plyman. Back to the basket. Works his way down in with his hip. Punched away. Stolen by Jackson Center. Outlet to Regula. Regula fakes right. Goes left. Clearly an offensive foul. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he had nowhere to go. He was either going to charge or he was going to travel.
Botkins didn't take the bait. Regula with a little ball fake to the right. Trojans stood their ground. Botkins up six. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 54-48. Jaden Pretty walks it over midcourt, deep left corner. Zane Paul, who fakes left, goes right. That of Jamison Meyer, 30 feet away. That of Pretty. Pretty, 25 feet away, 15 feet away. Foul, Jackson Center, which pushed him. And we are in the one-and-one, both sides, with nearly 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Could be a lot of free throw shot down the stretch. Jaden Pretty at the charity stripe for Botkins, leading the six, 54-48. Free throw by Pretty is good. He cashed in. Chuck, I don't think he was fouled in the act of shooting, was he?
No, they call that's one-on-one.
Yeah, so he made that important first one to earn the bonus. Second shot, Jaden Pretty, who averaged about 12 and a half points a game last year for Botkins.
Well, he's got 13.
He's right there as he knocks down two. And Botkins is in command by eight again, matching the previous biggest advantage. 56-48 Trojans. 5:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Midcourt, it is Sosby. Sosby's double, nearly walked. Gave it up to Aiden Reichert. I've been impressed with Botkins' harassing defense.
Well, this half-court trap has been very effective.
Uh-huh. Sosby, 30 feet away. Straight away, Camden Reese. He darts down the lane, bullies to the rim, banks it home. Might have gotten away with a walk.
He did get away with a walk.
Camden Reese for a deuce. Six-point lead, Botkins. 5:13 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Paul. Foul line extended left. Bounce pass right wing, Carter Plyman. Back to Paul. Left side of the floor, little Jamison Meyer. Jamison's got it. Hands to Plyman, back to Meyer. Fadeaway triple, left corner behind the arc. He makes another one. Steal, Paul, layup, good. Botkins in the lead by 11, just like that. A triple by Jamison Meyer. A swipe by Paul. A two-pointer from him. 4:38 to go. 61-50 Botkins. Almost over and back against Jackson Center. Reichert at midcourt. Aiden Reichert has been limited to, what, 11 points
He's
so far?
He's got 11.
Averaged nearly 20 last year for Jackson Center. So Botkins has done a pretty good job on him. A foul here away from the ball against Botkins. 4:26 to go in the fourth quarter. 61-50 Botkins. That was a turn of events. Jamison Meyer, Chuck, has made two shots from, what, the first row?
Yeah, he was pretty deep. he makes a three a quarter. They can sit him down now. He's done.
Free throw, regular, Jackson Center, got it. 61-51. Botkins but 10. Second shot, regular, dips the knees, eyes the goal. Swish. 61-52. The lead for Botkins is 9. Had been 11 at the 4:30 mark. Pretty walks it over the timeline. That's been the biggest, 11 seconds ago. Here's Paul dribbling out near midcourt. Regula, a little too aggressive. Tries to dive in at the feet of Paul to make a steal. Fouled him. 1-1 for Paul of Botkins. We'll see how the Trojans shoot free throws here, Chuck.
Down the stretch.
Paul had a trio of shots earlier, fouled on a three, only made two in that sequence. He makes this one here. Or I should say he only made one of three, missed two that previous trip. Here he puts it up and in, makes them both, all cord. 11-point game again, 63-52, Botkins, 4:06 to go. Here's Camden Reese down the lane. Gives it up deep left corner to Fark. Fark unloads, no good. Weak side rebound, Reichert, handcuffed and fouled. And he'll get two. Aiden Reichert has 11 points. And every time he thinks about getting the ball, Chuck, he's like a magnet. Here come three black jerseys.
Yeah, he's not getting anything easy.
Free throw, Reichert, good. 63-53. 10-point lead, Botkins.
the way these teams have shot the ball from distance. A 10-point cushion, 4 minutes to go. Well, a comeback can be made, that's for certain. The way these two teams have thrown the ball in left and right tonight. Although Reichert rims the second foul shot. Rebound to Botkins. 3:48 to go. We are in the fourth. 10-point lead Trojans. Pretty on the bounce here midcourt. Left side to Paul. Botkins will be comfortable with the ball now and take a little air out of this game and work that clock down to 3:28, 3:27. Botkins up 10. Botkins has led 98% of this game. Back in the middle 20s. Jackson Center at a brief one-point edge. Here's a long three-step-back shot. Jacob Kleiman missed it short. Good deflection by Holman. Right back to Jacob and Botkins on a reboot.
Well, we're starting to see, I mean, we are seeing all night the senior leadership that Botkins has this year.
Chuck, very well said. Very well said. And we got a moving screen. Yep, fine call. Kleiman moving to try to free up Paul. Yeah, we've talked about the Trojans for 4 years when a number of these young men were freshmen.
Oh, yeah. They had a whole string of freshmen. Yep. And you just kept saying, man, we can't wait to see these kids when they're sophomores and juniors. And they were good,
right?
But they were very inconsistent.
Yes.
They look really good tonight. But this is one game. I got to see the consistency.
Here is Jackson Center at midcourt after the Botkins turnover. And then it's taken away by Botkins. Reese stolen at Jackson Center. Outlet pass down the floor. Riker to Reese. Botkins the other way in a hurry. All the way to the rack. Paul goaltending on Jackson Center. The lead swells back to 10. 65-55, 2:33 to go. Chuck, we talked about it in the pregame. More experience coming back this year for Botkins than Jackson Center.
Well,
and that's been a significant difference.
It has been a difference, that's for sure.
Head coach Scott Elker to Jackson Center said in our pregame chat that we've got to get some of these young men on our club experience, time on the floor. And Botkins and Jackson Center, two of the top three teams in the league heading into the season, meet week one next week. Guess what? Botkins and, or I should say, Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. Ball knocked out of bounds by Botkins. Jackson Center with 2:11 left starts the offense. Aiden Reichert out high. He leans into a three ball. Oh, it dipped in, came out. Follow up irregular, tipped away by Botkins. Here come the Trojans in backcourt. Walked over the timeline, but pretty. Botkins on their way to a terrific opening night victory here in the Shelby County League away from home.
Boy, I tell you, the only team that I've seen in the last few years that has scored like this in this gym is Anna.
Right. Yep. Very good point. You're right on. Yep, I agree 100%. Yeah, the Rockets beat Jackson Center twice last year pretty easily. Beat them more soundly here did Anna a year ago than at Anna. Minute 29 to go in the fourth quarter. 10-point lead, Botkins. Foul, reach in, Jackson Center. The last of the one-and-one situations here for Paul of Botkins. Junior varsity tilt tonight, won by Jackson Center. Pulling away late, free throw by Paul. Off the flange, rebound down to Reese. And Reese starts up the floor for Jackson Center. It's booted. Ball kicked into the stands by Botkins.
And it went off the press box. I thought it was going to hit me in the back of the head.
Thankfully, it missed our laptop computer.
Well, I didn't care about that. I was worried about my head.
Might have knocked some sense into you.
Nah. If that was the case, I would have had some years ago.
Setting up right wing, Sosby, Jackson Center, line drive jumper. It curls out, no good. Rebound Botkins, a minute to go. Botkins up 10. You hear the staccato chant in the background. Or I should say the staccato clap in the background from the Botkins crowd. Reveling in this 10-point lead with 58.3 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul committed by the Tigers. Jason Pretty at the line. This Botkins team with a statement win tonight here on the road at Jackson Center. Opening evening of Shelby County League boys basketball.
Botkins has answered every charge from Jackson Center, which hung around. Botkins never did wilt and open the door. Never opened the door.
Now, every time Jackson got a couple of one-point leads, and they just, you're right, they just never gave it up. They just played outstanding basketball. Tonight.
Pretty just knocked down two free throws. Carson Regulus, three, skips off the rim after hitting it twice. Shot no good to Jackson Center. 12-point lead, Botkins. Pretty to midcourt. Pushing foul, Reichert. And it is two shots coming here now for Jason Pretty of Botkins, which has a 12-point lead, the biggest of the night, 67-55. Botkins' production, Chuck, quarter by quarter by quarter, has been very consistent. Up in the teens for three quarters.
Well, 19, 18, and they had 12 in the second quarter.
Free throw pretty good, 68-55, pretty again, short. I didn't mean to say pretty good. I meant to say it was shot by pretty good. Here's a long three, 25-footer. Reese, little short. Almost got stuck between the rim and the backboard. Rebound is poked out of bounds by Jackson Center. 33.4 to go.
Which, by the way, is harder to do than to make it.
Yeah, much harder. 13-point lead, Botkins. Wholesale changes. As the two teams empty their benches, this was an extremely well-contested tight game for three and a half quarters or so, right, Chuck?
Yep. They just, the Botkins just had too much firepower. 68 points. That's a, Jackson scored 55. That's a lot of points for them.
Chuck, if you'd asked me before the game and said, okay, Jackson Center gets 55 tonight, who wins? What's the score? I would have said, 55-48, Jackson Center.
You got four young men for Jackson in double figures.
Botkins' offense explosive tonight against the defensive-minded Jackson Center Tigers. Botkins pulled to midcourt, and he dribbles time off the clock, and that's going to do it. Jackson Center does not guard, and the final seconds tick away. Pretty's got it. Back to Paul, back to Pretty. 5-4, and the Botkins Trojans kick off the 2020-21 campaign with a win on the road at Jackson Center by a score of 68-55. Botkins did it at both ends, defended Aiden Reichert really well, and the Trojans ran up and down the floor and shot the three. We'll return with our post game in a moment. 13-point win, Botkins, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Pinnacle Sports Therapy, a brand new sponsor last spring here on Scores Broadcast. We are so thankful that Pinnacle joined us. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist, a great guy to know. To maintain progress, he'll create a specialized home program for you after developing a truly customized treatment program for you. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. He'll treat knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of injuries, neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer in Fort Loramie is a good person to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy is at 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy will help you keep moving forward. And tonight, the Botkins Trojans took a big step forward, Chuck, thumping the Jackson Center Tigers by 13 points.
Yeah, they played really well. They played both ends of the floor very well, shot the ball well. Good team effort. Yep. They were led by Zane Paul. He had 20. Jaden Pretty had 16. They got 14 from Jacob Blyman and Jamison Meyer, who came off the bench and hit four threes. And two of them, the one he hit at the end of the end of the third quarter, took it from a one-point game to a four-point game. And that was kind of a key, because then they built the momentum to start the fourth quarter. I thought he had a terrific game.
Chuck, excellent recall on that big field goal. Yep.
And then on the other end, it was regular with 17. Riker with 12, 11 from Sosby, 11 from Camden Reese. My Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to go with Jamison Meyer. I know that Paul got 20, and I know that Pretty got 16, and they're going to get their share of Clancy's this year.
The clutch goals.
Jamison Meyer is going to be my Clancy's player for Botkins. On the other side, junior Carson Regula, his first varsity game, and he had a terrific game offensively for him.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fancy. Fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, what a win tonight by the Botkins Trojans over the Jackson Center Tigers. Final tally is 68-55. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thank you, LaCalle. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Simulcasting tonight's game for our radio audience. Looking forward, Chuck, to the Shelby County Athletic League. After watching this game tonight, you know what? Botkins has emerged as my favorite in the boys' race.
Well, I mean, we've only seen two teams, but they were terrific tonight. All phases of the game, they were well coached. They made adjustments, and offensively and defensively, they were good. They did a great job on Riker tonight.
I sure did.
His first three shots, he got blocked.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of unheard of.
And he had a hand in his face on
virtually every shot he took, and another couple defenders leaning up against each shoulder.
Yeah, his scoring came from offensive rebounds and free throws.
Yeah, that's right. Keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website for the upcoming schedule of games that we'll cover for you. Simulcast will take place on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Monday night, weather permitting, Fairlawn is host to Triad. We'll check out the Fairlawn gym. We've tested our Verizon hotspot. Should work fine because of the realigning of seats. We'll not be at courtside. We won't be there at the middle of the floor right with the benches. Won't have access to internet like usual, but our Verizon hotspot should work just fine. So on Monday night, weather permitting, join us at about 7, Triad at Fairlawn. Jets, another very potent club, Chuck, in the Shelby County League.
They certainly have the ability to be, which is, you know, I mean, they're another team that's well coached,
yep.
And they got the Piper twins coming back for their senior year, so.
And they can pop them in there, that's for sure. And then next Friday, 1 week from tonight, this Jackson Center Club, which we saw this evening, is at Fort Loramie, an early season showdown between those two. And then our first girls webcast, Fort Loramie girls, 1 week from tomorrow at Anna. A new Shelby County Athletic League start time for Saturday varsity girls games, more like 1:30 as opposed to 2:30 in the past. So our airtime will be 1 p.m. 1 week from tomorrow, 7 p.m. approximately next Friday night for Jackson Center at Fort Loramie, and again 7 o'clock on Monday night for Fairlawn hosting Triad. Enjoyed it. A lot of fun. Great game. It was every bit as good as advertised. Botkins appears to be a tough out in the Shelby County League this year. Botkins earned a victory over Jackson Center a year ago in overtime. Made it look a little bit easier tonight, winning by 13 points, 68-55. For everyone at WMVR 105.5 TAM FM.
It is great having them back.
Yes. Thanks to our partner at WMVR. This is Jack Kramer for Chuck McBee saying good night from Jackson Center, where Botkins defeats the Tigers by 13 in our Shelby County Athletic League boys opener of the season.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.